The country thing is just my thing, and it's especially fun when I can get a guitar player to play with me.
Louise Trotter is an authentic Texan. Her father, a great influence, was a band director in Port Arthur. She began her study of piano at age 6, and she started playing harp at age 9. Louise studied in New York with renowned harpist Mildred Dilling, and she played in the Beaumont and Baytown Symphonies. She married young and took a break from the harp to raise 3 children. When she came back to the harp, she discovered American folk music, which has greatly influenced her career. You are listening to Saddle Sore Blues, composed and performed by Louise Trotter. This is Harp Talk. I am your host, Patrice Fisher.
I've always enjoyed playing with other musicians. And then when I started going in the late 70s to the Lyon and Healy International Pop and Jazz Harp Fest, I learned so much and had such a wonderful time playing with other musicians, just learning to jam. And oh, it just opened up a whole new musical world for me.
You are listening to Echoes of the Alamo, composed and performed by Louise Trotter.
I started composing and arranging from a strictly practical reason, mostly because of students who would come and they would want to learn some particular piece for a wedding or something. So I would just dash off a little arrangement that would be practical for that purpose, and then began to do a little bit more, and think, oh, well, maybe somebody else might like this. And maybe I'll sell it. And so it was very satisfying when anybody bought anything that I had done, and it encouraged me to do more. And then that encouraged me to do some personal composing. I wanted to write something about Texas, so I thought, what is the most an icon of Texas? And I thought the Alamo is the one thing that people think about. It's a real shrine. So I thought, how can I portray that? And I could visualize a Mexican sitting on the corner mournfully playing his guitar. So I opened with a guitar cadenza that would lead into a very mournful melody with a Latin beat. Texas has the spirit of adventuresome and brazenness, and we kind of have an anything goes attitude, and we can do it. Texans are kind of brash.
You are listening to Chili Pepper Rag, composed and performed by Louise Trotter.
Still get sweaty palms and I still kind of get nervous just because it's exciting. But eventually I have sort of a euphoric high by the midpoint of my programs, and I have learned that a sweet, emotional, confidently played melody can be simple and beautiful.
You are listening to Canyon Sunrise, composed and performed by Louise Trotter. You have been listening to Harp Talk, featuring Texas harpist Louise Trotter. This is Mountain Rapids, by Louise Trotter. I am your host, Patrice Fisher. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. Harp Talk is supported by a grant from the American Harp Society and is produced by the New Orleans Chapter.